Hello, my name is Rod Conybear. Here's a program for children and all of you who were once children, made available to this station through the good sense of all the former kids of the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. We hope you'll be intrigued and amazed by the adventures of Leo in the wonderful country. Leo is a boy, and the wonderful country is a place he discovered one rainy summer day when all his pals were either out of town or out of sight. Now, he happened to go down into his basement, and there he was reminded of how long it had been since he'd experienced the simple but deep delight of crawling through a large cardboard box. He found the one his last tricycle had come in, and he crawled through it and was astonished to find himself in the wonderful country, where it's always summer and remarkable creatures and people live. Well, Leo's crawled back and forth many times since then, and we'll be bringing you some of his adventures, some of those that he remembers for us during this series. For instance, here's what happened to Leo last leap year, when he crawled through the cardboard box on February 29th, a date that only comes once every 4 years. Here's Leo himself to tell us about it.
I wasn't even thinking of what day the date was. It was just a boring time of day when I couldn't find any of my pals to play with. So I crawled through the cardboard box. I found myself on the other side, in the wonderful country. On a beautiful summer day, like it always was. I was walking down the main country road and enjoying the gorgeous smell of the red licorice bushes when I heard someone or something snoring. It was coming from a field of bluebells, so I started to walk across to it. And I soon saw that it was my old buddy and pal, Seymour Snake. His red and white polka-dotted body was curled up in a big toffee rock, and his head was covered by his green fedora with a big pink feather in the band. So I gave his tail a little shake.
No, not me. Help,
Seymour
help,
looked at me help, as if I was an enemy and slithered from the rock.
Where's my license? Oh, for heaven's sake, I know I had it. Oh, here.
With a lightning movement of his tail, he lifted up a piece of cardboard.
Marriage license number 76899B.
Seymour, what's going on?
Don't come any nearer, you fiend. Don't you dare try to break up my happy home.
Oh, you recognize
You're
me?
You're standing with your back to the sun, so I'll be dazzled into marriage.
Huh?
The sun's in my eyes, so you're just a big black figure. You're disguising your voice in hopes that I'll think you're my buddy and pal Leo, the talking boy.
Seymour, it is Leo.
Come nearer and I'll scream for my wife, Sonya Snake.
Seymour.
You don't think a snake can scream? Scream! How's that for screaming?
Heck, I'll walk over this way so the sun isn't in your eyes. There.
Leo, it is you, my buddy and pal. Oh, gladsome upshot. Oh, ecstatic easement of edginess. In short, what a relief.
Seymour, why have you got that marriage license clutched in your tail so tightly that I can see the white of your rattle?
Are you kidding? It's the only thing that stands between me and marriage to a frog.
You're already married.
Yes, but the frog doesn't know that.
Seymour, I'm confused.
It's very simple. Today is February 29th.
Yeah.
February 29th only comes in a leap year.
Yeah.
Leap year is traditionally a year in which girls can propose marriage to boys.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard about that somewhere.
So, every February 29th in the wonderful country, on the extra day in leap year, the leapfrog comes out and looks for a husband.
The leapfrog? I thought leapfrog was a game.
It's a game, all right, Leo. The most dangerous game. She leaps around the countryside, looking for poor unmarried beasts and creatures and people, looking to leap into matrimony.
Seymour, no frog is going to marry a boy, and I don't see why she'd want to marry a snake either.
She'd marry anything.
Why?
Because nothing wants to marry her.
Why?
Because who wants a wife who only wakes up one day every 4 years? Think of how the dishes would pile up. Think of the vast mountains of unwashed socks and shirts.
She's only awake one day every 4 years.
That's how it is with leapfrogs. They snore in the mud all the rest of the time. I hear
hey,
a noise.
What's that?
What? Sounds like the rattling of tin cans. That might be the leapfrog disguised as somebody's garbage. She might be so desperate this year that she... won't care about my marriage license. She might try to force me to commit polysnakomy.
What's that?
Polysnakomy is a snake having more than one wife at a time. Then I've got a tough enough beating my one wife, Sonya, and all my little snakelets. Stanley, Stephen, Salome, Sigrid, Silas, Susie, and Samson. I'm getting out of here. So long. Goodbye.
Around a bend in the road came the dragon, who'd been named after his grandmother, who liked to be called After for short. After wore bathroom scales, and they usually made a fair amount of noise, but this time he also had a whole bunch of tin cans tied to ropes, which he dragged along by his tail. The noise was terrific. Hey, After, what are the tin cans for?
Oh, hello, Leo. I bet you wonder what these tin cans are for.
Huh?
I bet you wonder what these tin cans are for.
What are the tin cans for?
What?
I said, what are the tin cans for?
I'll turn around and show you the sign on the back of my neck. It says, just married.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Tin cans are often tied onto the backs of the cars of the newly married. I thought it was a nice sentimental touch to tie them onto my tail.
Hey, who did you marry?
Leo.
What?
I've forgotten why we're shouting.
That's right. We don't have to shout while you're standing still.
Oh, yes, that's right. We were shouting because it was the noise of the tin cans there. Now, I forget what we were talking about when we stopped shouting.
Oh, I asked you who you married.
Why, Leo, before one marries, one should fall in love. Always remember that. Marriage should be the ultimate result of falling in love. Never get married unless you fall in love.
Yeah, but...
Did you ever read my volume of verses called Purple Passion Poems?
No.
I'll quote from that, Leo. When your eyes have turned to X's and your heart beats upside down, when no trouble ever vexes and your smile's like a clown, when the crummy hailstones brain you but feel like marshmallows from above, when an ingrown toenail is happiness, it's for certain you're in love, the end.
Well, that's swell, After, and many happy returns, or whatever they say.
Good heavens, is it election day?
Gee, I don't think so.
Well, that's what you say to whoever you want elected, many happy returns.
After, you're wearing a just married sign and tin cans on your tail. I'm trying to be polite and wish you every happiness in your marriage.
My marriage? Leo, whatever gave you the idea that I'm married, Leo?
Because you're wearing a just married sign and tin cans on your tail.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
That's just so the leapfrog won't get me.
You mean you're afraid of the leapfrog, too?
Oh, of course. She'd even marry a fire-breathing dragon like me. So every February 29th, I put a just-married sign on my back and tin cans on my tail.
Is everybody in the wonderful country afraid of being captured and married by the leapfrog?
Oh, of course. It's traditional.
Traditional?
February 29th wouldn't be good old February 29th if we didn't do all kinds of things to keep from being married to the leapfrog. It's the thing to do. Like... hunting for Easter eggs at Christmas, or eating bananas on Pancake Day.
Well, that's not what we do in my world, but I get what you mean.
Now, take my advice, Leo, and you beware the marrying leapfrog. Bye-bye.
On. After a few minutes, I smelled mustard in the wind and realized I was near the hot dog bushes. So I went over to them and ate a couple from the mustard and relish section. Then I went to a little Coca-Cola stream nearby and picked a paper cup from a Dixie cup. And I washed the hot dogs down with plenty of ice cold cola. I was kind of tired, so I walked over to some pillow stocks and tore off a couple of foam rubber pillows. And I put them down under a dill pickle tree and settled back for a little nap. I was drifting off into a dream. I was dreaming I was back in my own world, somewhere out west. And I was a cowboy. And I was at a rodeo. And I was riding a horse out into the ring to rope a steer. And the crowd was cheering me, and I raised my rope over my head to throw the lasso, and suddenly I was roped. I felt a rope right around my waist. The steer had roped me. I looked into its eyes, and it winked. And then that steer turned into a frog.
Hello there. I'm Loretta Leapfrog. I'm so happy you woke up before we got married. I always believe that love at first sight should come before the marriage ceremony where possible. All right, Nathaniel, you may begin the wedding march. Nathaniel? Nathaniel Nightingale does have beautiful tone, doesn't he?
I tried to stand up, but my hands and feet were tied with string.
All right, Parson Partridge, you may begin.
And there was a partridge wearing a minister's collar and holding a little tiny book in his wings.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this boy and this frog in holy matrimony. Boy, do you take this frog to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Of course I don't.
The proper answer is I do.
But I don't.
You refuse to marry this frog?
I do.
That's the proper answer. Frog, do you take this boy to be your lawfully wedded husband?
That's not fair.
I do.
I now pronounce you boy and frog. That'll be 25 corn kernels, please.
There you are, Parson.
You finally made it, Loretta. Congratulations. Nathaniel, it's all over. Nathaniel, he loves weddings so much, you just can't shut him up. Hand me that rock, will you? Thanks. Ouch! Come, Nathaniel. We have another wedding party waiting down by Diet Cola Creek. A fly is marrying a bumblebee.
Sorry about the string, but a husband in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Look, Loretta, I'm too young to get married, and besides, I don't think being married by a partridge counts. There! I broke the string myself. Now I'm going home, and you're too small to stop me.
My goodness, do you think I care? It's almost sundown, and soon I'll be crawling into the mud for another lovely long sleep of 4 years until the next February 29th.
You will?
But after this, no one will be running from me, and no one can call me an old maid leapfrog.
They can.
That's what hurts, you see. Everyone says a girl should be married, even when a girl's just as happy not being married. So you get desperate to get married so you can hold your head up and not be laughed at. Say, this mud right here is pretty good. I'll just ooze down into this warm, soft mud. Oh, delicious.
Well, look, Loretta, just don't think of me as your husband, that's all.
You can think of yourself however you want, but I'll certainly think of you as my husband.
Well, I mean, we can't live together in a house or anything.
I'm in my house right now. Good night, hubby, dear.
Now, look. Oh, heck, she's asleep. Just her little nose peeping out. I feel kind of sorry for her, actually. Loretta.
My goodness, marriage is a drag. You can't even sleep when you want to.
Okay, Loretta, one day only every 4 years, so people won't make fun of you.
You're a darling. See you in 4 years.
So I walked back to the cardboard box and crawled through it into my own basement, just in time to have sausages for supper. Sausages again. Ugh.
So there you have the Great Leapfrog Marriage. Just one of the amazing adventures of Leo in the Wonderful Country. A program made available to this station by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, for all listeners fortunate enough to be children or ex-children. Our producer-director is Annette Gibson. Our technician is Stan Horriban. He's the man who turns the dials that put us on the air. And Bill Robinson and Bill Roach are our sound men. They make those interesting sounds, from walking on bluebells to a snake's tail rattling. Leo is played by Jackie White. Oh, yeah, and I'm Rod Conybear, and the reason I'm here is because I write the scripts and make up all the other voices, including Loretta Leapfrog, who says,
Do listen next time.